Hello.
Hi, Ms. Wright.
Yes.
Ms. Wright, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Were any loved ones ever diagnosed with any serious ailments after using the baby formula after birth?
Yes, my daughter.
Daughter, I'm sorry. And what was she diagnosed with?
What is it called? NEC? NEC.
NEC, okay. I'm sorry. Let's see. How many weeks gestational age was she when she was born?
She was 28 weeks.
28. And it was Enfamil, sorry, or Similac formula.
It was Enfamil.
Enfamil, there you go. Sorry, I couldn't say it. Sorry. And then roughly when was she diagnosed with the NEC?
When was she diagnosed? She was diagnosed March 10, 2017.
March 3rd, 2nd. Sorry, let me write that down. 3, 2. What year did you say? I'm sorry.
2017.
Okay. And after using it, the NEC, was she diagnosed at the hospital within 24 hours?
Yes.
At the hospital?
Yes.
Oh. All right. And she is still with us?
Yes.
And would you like to participate in the NEC lawsuit on behalf of your daughter?
Yes, sir. I would love to.
Okay. And you do not already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
And can you affirm that you have not signed anything in regards to this?
No, I have not signed anything.
And then your daughter was unfortunately diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. And does she have any ongoing gastrointestinal issues from this, intestinal perforations, scarring, sepsis, anything like that? Did she have any ongoing gastrointestinal issues or bowel issues, like she has to watch what she eats, or you have to watch what you feed her, or anything like that going on today?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
How old is your daughter now?
She'll be 8 on the 22nd of February.
Mm-hmm. And then when it happened, though, did she have any gastrointestinal issues?
Yes.
Okay. And then for a while there, did you guys have to keep an eye on her intestines?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there you go. And then there are medical records showing proof of the NEC, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said she was diagnosed March 2nd of 2017, right?
It was March 10th of 2017.
Okay. 3/10/2017.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know where I got the two from. And then your daughter was diagnosed with NEC, was not diagnosed with NEC prior to be giving formula fortifier, correct?
No.
Okay. Right. And was she diagnosed where she was born?
You say what?
Was she diagnosed at the hospital she was born at?
Yes.
What's that hospital's name?
It is West Suburban Medical Center.
What was that, Western?
West Suburban.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Medical Center.
I got it. Is it in Oak Park, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay.
Three Erie Court.
Yep. Right there. And that is where she was diagnosed with the NEC?
Yes.
A lot of these are going to be redundant, sorry.
It's okay.
And then it was Enfamil, right, the brand?
Yes, it was Enfamil. Okay.
And you do have authority to sign on behalf of your daughter, as she is underage. And then you and your daughter are both citizens of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your daughter's date of birth is February 22nd?
Yes.
Is that this is 2017, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said she's turning 8 in February?
Yes, she'll be 8.
Okay. I'm going to put injured age down for 7 just because she's technically 7. currently.
Yes,
And then,
she's technically 7.
And then you have her birth certificate, correct?
Yes, I have her birth certificate.
And then, do you know anybody else that was had a child that was injured similarly to your own after using the formula?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then, I know this is redundant as we've been saying your daughter this whole time, but can you confirm her, your child's gender?
She is a girl.
Thank you. And first name for your daughter.
Her name is Peyton.
Peyton.
Peighton.
Peighton. And same last name as you?
No, her last name is Brown.
Brown. Any middle name?
Yes. She it's Jonae. She has two middle names. It's Jonae Dior, Jonae.
Jonae. And then dash or hyphen?
Yes. You can do a dash.
And then D.
Dior, Dior.
Okay. Jonae dash Dior.
Yes.
I capitalized both the J and the D. And
Yes.
then no suffixes to her name, not a third, second, sibling or
No,
anything.
no, no.
And then do you know her last four?
Ooh, the last four of her
We can always come
social.
back to that. We can come back to this one.
I think, let me go look. I know, I think I have it in my phone somewhere.
You're good.
In my notes. I try to keep up with it.
No, we'll come back to it. And
Oh,
then
okay. It's 6441.
6 4 4. Okay. All right. And then your Patricia, Patricsha.
Yes.
All right. And then right, Wrighc.
Yes.
And then can you confirm your gender for me as well?
I'm a female as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I have to ask. And then what is your last four?
My last four is 5762.
5, 7, 6, 0. And then what is your birthday?
January 17, 1990.
Zero. And then email I have for you is pretty poo at iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then this, of course, is the best number to reach you on, and it's a cell phone.
Yes.
And when the attorneys reach out to you, it should be in the next like 24 to 48 hours after you complete the paperwork. Would you want them to call you, text you, or email you?
Either or works for me.
Any? Okay. I'll put phone, and then if not, they'll send a text. And what is the best time of day for you?
I work nights, so anytime during the daytime in the morning.
Okay. I'll do morning. And then, Patricia, what is your best physical address?
Best physical address is 602 Wilder, Wilder. ST Street. It's in Aurora, Illinois.
60505 or 60502?
605.
Or six. Oh, I got it right here. 60506. Yep. Aurora, and that's Kane, Kane County.
Yes.
And then there are documents to show you have a, you are the mother of your child or power of attorney and can sign for, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I know that. It's the birth certificate. Another one I have to ask. And then how does your name show up on the birth certificate?
It shows up as
Is your middle name, if you have a middle name, is it on there?
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your middle name?
Oh my God. I have a Latasia Ella, Late
Late.
Jia,
Jia.
and then a C.
C? Space C or just C?
C.
C? Okay.
Yeah, you put a space and then a C,
Oh,
and
I guess.
then it's my last name.
Okay. So Patricia Latasia C and then last name, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Wrighc. Is there a period after the C?
No,
No?
there's
Okay.
no period.
And then let me just make sure I spell Latasia right. Latejia space C space right.
Yes.
And then your first name, of course, in the beginning. Okay.
Yes.
And did you have any of these issues during the pregnancy? Hypertensive disease or disorder, any tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, and or none of the above?
No.
Nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
And then your child was, well, of course, premature, of course. And then what state was she born in? It was Illinois.
Yes,
okay.
She was born in Illinois.
And she was diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. Roughly what day would you say she was administered? When was she discharged from the NICU? You can just give me month and year, or if you know exact dates. Just needs to be an estimate.
Discharged on, what is that, May 25th, 2017?
May 20th, okay. And did she go in when the on the day she was, like, the day she was born, or a little bit, a few days after?
Huh?
What day did she, was she admitted to the NICU? Would that have been around March 10th?
Yeah. So okay. She was in there for about 2 months.
Okay. So I put March 10th to around May of May 25th, same year, 2017. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was her birth weight?
Her birth weight was 4 pounds and 4 ounces.
4 pounds, 4 ounces. Okay. And did she start using, when did she start using the NEC? And when did she stop?
You said when did she start using the
Or the baby formula. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. So sorry. When did she start using the baby formula?
She started using the baby formula.
Was it right when she was born? A little bit after?
Yeah.
Right around 3:10. I'm sorry, not 3:10, 2:22.
Yeah.
Okay, and then she would have been admitted to the NICU around 2:22 then, okay, when she was born. Sorry, I put 3:10 down, the diagnosis. And then, so she would have started around 2:22 of 2017 and then stopped around March 10th or so when she was diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the time between the first usage and injury? It was about a month or so? A couple weeks, 2 weeks?
What did you say?
What was the time between the usage and injury? So, like, when did your daughter first take it and then when she was diagnosed? So, around here...
She started taking it she started facing symptoms, like, 14 days after consuming the baby formula.
Thank you. And then she was fed the formula or fortifier in the hospital, that is correct?
Huh?
She was fed the formula in the hospital or the NICU, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what symptoms did she have following drinking the cow-based formula? Did she have low body temperature, green vomit, apnea?
Yes.
All those?
Yes.
Okay. And then there are medical records that do exist for her, correct?
Yes.
I know I asked that before. I just thought, let's get in. And then what treatments did your daughter receive due to NEC? Did she get any antibiotics, blood transfusions?
Yes.
Okay. Antibiotics?
Antibiotics.
Okay. And what year was she last treated for the NEC? Was that in 2017?
Yes.
Okay. So like end of 2017, you would say?
Roughly around.
Just give me just a month.
Maybe like. I want to say. June, July.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put July. First, 2017. This needs to be the year. And then she was diagnosed at the same hospital she was born at, West Suburban Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to put all their info here. 1 second. 3 Erie Street. That's their phone number. Whoops. Address. And then I'm going to send you the documents here in just a second.
I'm sorry if I sound a little off. I just got out of off work. I did 12 hours.
No, you sound fine. Don't worry about it. Don't apologize. And then, would you like to leave an emergency contact in regards to this?
An emergency contact?
It's not necessary.
No.
And then, okay, let me confirm everything with you, and I will send you these documents. We'll complete them, and then the attorneys should reach out to you in the next 24 to 48 hours, probably at the latest by Monday. But I will also give you my number if you don't hear from them. So let me just confirm everything again. And then, Patricia, you would like to participate in the baby formula slash NEC lawsuit. You do not have an attorney assisting you, and can affirm you did not sign any paperwork in regards to this, correct?
No. I didn't sign any paperwork, and I don't have any attorney.
Thank you. And then your daughter was roughly diagnosed with NEC, unfortunately, around 3/10 of 2017. There are medical records that do exist, and she did have some ongoing gastrointestinal issues after it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And she was fed the baby formula. She was diagnosed after drinking the baby formula, not given the baby formula before being diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then she was born and diagnosed at West Suburban Medical Center on 3 Erie Street in Oak Park, Illinois?
Yes.
Right. Enfamil is the formula that was used. You are her mother.
Yes.
She is still with us. You do have authority, and you guys are both residents of the United States.
Yes.
Right. Earned citizens. And then 28 weeks was her gestational age. She was diagnosed at the hospital. Her date of birth is 2/22/2017, and she is 7.
Yes.
Okay. And then you do have the birth certificate. Your daughter, again, unfortunately, Peyton was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. She is a female. And then Peyton is P-E-I-G-H-T-O-N, middle name J-O-N-A-E-D-I-O-R, both capital, J and the D.
Yes.
And then last name Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Yes.
Okay. And that is your child. And then the last four for her is 6441.
Yes.
Okay. And then your Patricia Wright. P-A-T-R-I-S-H-A-W-R-I-G-H-T. You are, of course, a female, and then you are the parent.
Yes.
And then your last 4/5/7/6/2, your birthday is 1/17/1990.
Yes.
Okay. And then email is prettypoo@icloud.com. This is the best number to reach you on, and the best time of day would be morning because you do work at nighttime.
Yes.
All right. And then address of 602 Wilder Street, Aurora, Illinois. 60506.
Yes.
All right. And then is this a house or an apartment number or anything like that?
This is a house.
Okay. So no apartment. Okay. And then you are, of course, have documents to show you're the mother / power of attorney for your daughter. And then your name on the birth certificate shows up as Patricia. P-A-T-R-I-S-H-A, Latasia, L-A-T-E-J-I-A, space, right. And that's how it appears on the birth certificate.
Yes.
Okay. And then, let me put that there. And then no hypertensive tobacco use, none of that during the pregnancy.
No.
Baby was born premature in Illinois, diagnosed in the NICU. Admission date to the NICU, we have roughly around 2/22/2017 to around 5/25/2017, somewhere in there she was in the NICU, administered and discharged, right?
Yes.
And she was 4 pounds, 4 ounces. And then first would have started using the baby formula when she was born, so 2/22/2017, and then stopped when she was diagnosed around 3/10 of 2017.
Yes.
And then it would have been around 14 days between uses and injury when you guys first noticed it. She was fed the formula in the hospital. She had green vomit, low temperature, and apnea.
Yes.
And then there are medical records that do exist for your child.
Yes.
And then she did take antibiotics, and that would have been last treatment related would have been around July of 2017, somewhere middle end of 2017, right?
Yes.
And then diagnosed same hospital she was born and treated at the same hospital she was born, which
yes.
is West Suburban Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. Make sure everything on here is right. That is. Okay. And then, just to confirm, you guys had to watch those the gastrointestinal issues for a while after, and then she was also born at West Suburban and diagnosed, I'm sorry, and took the Enfamil?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to send you a text right now. Okay. You'll get a text in the next minute or so. It'll say,
okay.
My name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
In the past, yeah.
Yeah, they're simple. So you just want to, you should have got it right now. You'll want to click on that link. That link will open up to the DocuSign.
Okay.
When it opens up, it's just going to ask you for your signature. I'm sorry, not for your signature. It's going to say yes or allow. You want to say yes,
okay,
or allow for consent. After saying yes or allow for consent, it'll say a button. You might have to check that, be an agree button, and then a yellow continue. Yeah, I see you're in it already. And then wherever it says sign, you're just going to tap there and sign as best as you can. Do adopt and confirm, that saves it. And then after that, you just tap on wherever there's yellow, and then it'll fill in. And then once you hit finish, I'll send you this text. And then I will text you this number. I'm going to put my number once you hit finish. So hold on. And once you, and if you hit finish, and you, if you miss one, it'll take you to whichever one you miss. So don't worry about hitting finish. And you're good. There's no rush. Take your time.
Let me see.
There's just that one, the first one you sign, and then I think, I'm not sure if this DocuSign has, yeah, you finished it. That one, did it have initials, is that why?
Yes.
I always forget it, because we do multiple claims, let me just see. And then, yep, you signed it fine. As long as you didn't just put initials where the sign is, you're good. Yep, you signed it well. Thank you so much. And then I'm going to text you right now. This is my direct number, Patricia.
Okay.
So if you don't not hear from the lawyers at A4D by basically this next Thursday, you should hear from them by latest Monday. But if you don't,
okay,
hear from them by Thursday, please do call me back on that 949 number I texted you from.
Okay.
And then I can always transfer you over to them or get an update.
Okay.
But yeah, that is it for now. They should reach out to you, like I said, within the next, most likely by Monday. But if not, please reach out to me. And then I do thank you so much for your time. I am sorry
for everything you went
through in regards to this. And I'm glad your daughter is doing better as of now today. And do wish her a happy birthday in about 20 days or so.
Okay.
Thanks.
So do you, like, how does the process go?
So what I do is I get all that information. We went over to the attorneys, and now the attorneys at A4D, like I said, probably either tomorrow or Monday will reach out to you. They're going to confirm all that, not confirm it, but basically that confirm that your daughter had NEC. You are who you say you are, and your daughter's, you know, everything's legitimate. And then,
yeah,
they will start pulling the records. If you have the records, they'll ask you to send them, but they can always pull them. And then they will start investigating the claim and getting the whole process started.
Okay.
And then when they call you, they can explain it in much more depth than I can, because I'm not the attorney myself, so I can't really go into, like,
okay,
details per se. But just be on the lookout for their call. I gave you their number if you don't hear from them in a week, and you also have my number. So, yeah. All
okay.
Right? You have a wonderful day, and thank you again so much
you
for
your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.